Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is the 1st of February, new month, also Monday. I've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Feb 1. Love
it. Yes. And still expecting a rainy month. I know you were looking at some stats of, you know, on average what the month sees, it's about 15 days of rain.
Yeah. Kind of I don't want to say it's hard to believe, but you know, it's like half the month.
Yeah.
I think on average we get about 9 dry days in February. There's a couple days where we get just a trace of rain. So that's nothing that's going to slow us down, but we'll see where it takes us this month. I know we're starting off wet. Our Monday here is going to be kind of rainy, and I think we keep some showers in the forecast to kind of start off the week. So we're gonna knock out some of those rainy days early in the month, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely. So this Monday, starting off fairly wet. If you were out and about early in the morning, that rain just never really stopped. It did lighten up at times, but we kind of kept that light rain shower going. And yeah. Through the afternoon, still expecting to see some persistent rainfall. Since we're recording this just before noontime now, we've clocked about 1/4 inch of rain in Portland since midnight. So that's a fair amount. And yeah. Models are showing, you know, about 1/2 inch total today around there. So the second half of the day still looking to be a little wet as we head into it and likely driving through some wet roadways for your evening commute.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to escape it today. I think we're going to be dealing with that rain.
Yeah.
You know, for most of the day. Yesterday, weather models had kind of a second little surge going on in the afternoon for today. So I think that does kind of pair up with our rain totals for now and what we can expect later. Yeah, I think we have like colder air kind of pushing in Tuesday, and that's going to keep us a little out of balance and lower the snow levels a little bit, I think, on Tuesday.
Yes.
Today's snow levels are a bit high.
Yeah, they are. They're sitting at about 5,000 feet, but we definitely make up for it. And over the weekend, I was actually out towards Ski Bowl, and that was my first time skiing at Ski Bowl. And mm-hmm. If you've been out there, you know it sits at a lower elevation, close to about 4,000 feet. And that really is right at that rain-snow line. We noticed it, too. The snow was a little more sticky. So all weekend long, we definitely kind of picked up more of a rain-snow mix for the mountains. So.
Yeah.
The good news is going into this week, snow levels drop. We reintroduce that cold air aloft, and I do see a big round of snowfall for Mount Hood heading into Tuesday night. So kind of getting a lot of that snow back as we head towards the week.
Yeah, I think a good time to go skiing might be on Wednesday or Thursday or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when the skies kind of clear out and
clear out, yeah.
Fresh snowfall too. So that'll be nice to see up towards the mountains. I do see some travel issues possibly Tuesday night for our passes. So always, you know, be on the lookout for that. Check ODOT and travel up there. We also keep updates going here on Coin6. But in terms of rainfall, I think Tuesday could be an interesting day. We're still expecting precipitation, some showers to push on through. But as that cold air aloft comes in, it introduces a little bit of instability. So some models are pointing to possibly a pop-up isolated thunderstorm or heavy shower around the coast and even possibly in the valley.
Yeah, and some of those heavy showers might actually bring in a little bit of hail too. It's kind of one of those, so when we get that cold air aloft and it transitions to cold air pretty quick, we tend to get some pockets of, you know, hail mixed in. So we'll see if we get that for tomorrow. But it doesn't cool down all that much here in the valley. I still think our temperatures reach about average, upper 40s maybe on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I think the cold air is mainly going to be, you know, aloft and pushing through parts of the mountains. And then by Wednesday, I think we did see a couple showers and we start tapering off a little bit. And we get some high pressure trying to work in from the west.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some dry time, seeing a good window Wednesday afternoon, and then much of Thursday too, I was, you know, talking up how dry it would be on Thursday. So yeah. it does look mainly dry Thursday. Going into Friday, there's a chance that we see another quick disturbance pushing south into the region. So possibly some rain showers starting back up late Friday. But it seems like it's just a brief round of rain. And then by the weekend, we're back to dry conditions. So overall, it does seem like the first half of this week is more wet. And then we get a good amount of dry moments as we move towards the end of the week.
Yeah, and hopefully we get some sunshine there too. I think we will probably on Thursday, probably starting Wednesday. I would assume that we'll get some nice breaks. And then it seems like, as you mentioned, Friday's mainly dry until late. So that's not bad, right?
Yeah, not bad at all. And Sunday is a big day. It's a Super Bowl. So are you a big fan of football or any teams rooting for?
I'm a Chicago fan of all sports.
The Bulls.
I got the Bulls, the Bears. So I'm a little indifferent. I'm just gonna go with Tom Brady and the Bucks for my choice. It's probably not gonna happen though.
Well, you can't go wrong with Tom Brady, right? So the general thought? You know, it's a new team for him, and he's just Tom Brady. So I don't know. I think there's some argument that. KC is pretty good too.
Chiefs, they're really good. So. Yeah, I think I'm on the outside of that. I have I'm just rooting for them. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it turns out.
Cool. Well, I mean, so far Sunday, possibly a few showers, but it does look fairly dry. So if you're running around, you know, grabbing that last minute bag of frozen chicken wings, I think we'll see some dry moments. Or if you want to go outside, toss the ball around, there could be some dry moments too. But we'll track Sunday. It did seem like there could be a few passing showers, but, you know, everyone's going to be inside watching the game anyways. So.
Yeah, right? On CBS.
Yeah, right on Coin 6. So. And we've got our AJ McCord out there.
Yeah,
she's
our
sports anchor, and you know she gets to cover the entire game, so that's super exciting for her. So we'll have updates on Coin. The weather looking pretty good.
I do have one note. I guess I don't want to leave out. I think we have a wind advisory through like Pendleton area for today. We might get a little windy, 40-mile-per-hour wind gust. So I know it was already picking up last night. So if you're out there. You're listening over towards Pendleton and through some of the foothills there of the Blue Mountains. Keeping it breezy for today. I think it does calm down a little bit by Tuesday once this system kind of clears on out completely. But for you folks out there, a little windy.
Oh, yeah. Good looks there. And I guess maybe on I-84, if you're driving to the east side to Pendleton, could see some windy conditions on the roads. So, yeah, good points. Keep two hands on the wheel if you're in those windy regions. I guess, Joseph, we're at the point. What's your favorite day this week?
I'm going to go with Thursday. Thursday seems like a pretty nice day.
Yeah, pretty nice, mild, likely dry. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with Friday, just because it's near the weekend. I think we may see a few showers pushing in. That's always nice after some dry time. So, yeah, can't go wrong with that. And, yeah, thanks for tuning into this week's Your Weather podcast. We'll catch you next Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.